Master, it is of the utmost importance you come along with me. Please save your questions for later. This is very dire. Thank you. Walk with me, please. Well, now you may speak. However, please allow me to interject a statement before you do. I humbly do apologize for dragging you along with me. However, there is a small matter. You do not have anything to wear. No, you do not. I've been through your royal closet, and I've seen nothing, Master. You need something to wear to work. And well, you have absolutely nothing. A t-shirt and what? No. No, absolutely not. All respect to you. I would rather not have you going outside looking as a joke, as your mother would refer to it. Those aren't my words, those are hers. And she's giving me the most important task of tonight. Making sure you are dressed. And afterwards, we will present your outfits to your mother. I do not wish to hear anything else, young master. That's what I thought. Come along now. All right, here we are. Your royal chambers. As you can see, I've hung some clothes. From elegant to casual, if you may add. And since you do find yourself wearing more casual clothing, I've got you some business attire as well. What would you like to try on first? Oh? All right. Well, get undressed. Did you not hear me? You look bewildered. I believe I said to get undressed. Oh my. This will not be the first time I've seen you naked, or the second time. And clearly, I am just asking you to strip into your boxers. This isn't much of a task, is it? No, it is not. So please, I am asking you nicely. Would you rather me call the mistress? No? Oh! Suddenly you feel like stripping, huh? Very nice. Continue on. Choose one of these outfits. They come complete with a necktie and shoes, as well as other accessories, I might add. Splendid. Please do tell me when you're done. I will face away and wait patiently. You know, the head of the household, your mother, my mistress, she's, well, quite pushy on the matter. It's not as if I believe you dress what I had said before. I believe you dress pretty casually. However, I believe it's the image your mother wants to keep. Truthfully, I do apologize. And I hope we do not have any more of these conflicts in the future. However, I would also like it if you dressed properly from time to time. Spoiled yourself, I might add. It'd be very nice to see the young master giving himself just a little bit of time every day. That couldn't hurt, could it? Are you done? May I turn around? Oh! It looks like you're having very hard trouble. Especially with the easiest part. I know Madam has taught you how to tie a tie. However, you forget pretty often, do you not? Well, let me take care of this for you, all right? You tie like this, pull through, and voila. There you go. What an excellent job. You've dressed yourself quite well. I know what's missing. Do you wear earrings? Well, even if you don't, you should try this. It's a little bit of a clip-on earring. It'll be fine. You'll feel slight discomfort, but it'll go away after a while. No. In all honesty, it will. You look handsome and as dashing as ever. Oh my. Well. I do find myself flustered in your presence. A crush? Oh my. I wouldn't have something as silly as a crush. You do flatter yourself, don't you? I mean it kindly. I do. My humblest apologies. Master, I believe your mother is at the door. Yes, madam. Let me open the door for you. You wanted to steal a quick peek at your son? Oh my. Yes. These are clothes I picked out for the young master. I believe he does think he looks rather exquisite. Handsome? I'm glad you agree. Oh, it was no problem. I quite enjoyed our little game here. Yes. Honestly, I have to thank you. I've never had this much fun shopping. Well, if you ever need this again, I'd be more than happy, ma'am. Yes. Have a lovely day. Now. I'm so happy the madam trusted my judgment. And it seems you have as well. Our tastes are pretty similar, are they not? That elates me. Well, I'm more than happy to assist you at any time you'd like. I'll be on my way now. Is there anything else I can do for you today, young master? No? Well, please, have a wonderful day, and thank you. I'll see you in the morning for your breakfast, okay? All right. Ciao.